This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca.
You know, it really is. It's fight for our country. It's really fight for our country, not fight for Trump. It's fight for our country.
Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the U.S. Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. Polls ahead of election day indicate the two Democrats hold very slight edges in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots already cast in early voting. Now, if today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots in Congress is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Julie Walker has this from Associated Press.
Trump continues to push Republican lawmakers to reverse his loss to Joe Biden during tomorrow's joint session of Congress. At a rally in Georgia last night, Trump wound up his supporters.
They're not taking this White House. We're going to fight like hell.
He was there to campaign for this Senate race, but spent a lot of time repeating false claims.
That was a rigged election.
A claim rejected by election officials and the courts. Biden won the Electoral College 306 to 232, and Republicans likely don't have the numbers to contest it. A dozen in the Senate and more than 100 in the House say they plan to oppose. I'm Julie Walker.
Washington, D.C.'s Mayor Muriel Bowser urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepares for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's vote tomorrow. This is VOA News.
How are you guys?
If Vice President-elect Kamala Harris were concerned at all regarding any possible turmoil about the confirmation of her and President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory in Congress tomorrow, you wouldn't know it. She and her husband, Doug Emhoff, visited a restaurant in Washington, D.C. last night. Now, the vice president-elect said they were there to show support for small businesses, many of which have been struggling to stay afloat during the pandemic.
Well, we want to come and hang out with some of the great leaders who are making it work, in many cases barely surviving, but so committed to the community, so committed to their staff, so committed to their talent and the gift that they give neighborhoods like the 17th Street community. And So Doug and I just wanted to come out and thank them.
Our reporter asked Harris how she and the president-elect Joe Biden plan to find common ground with Republicans who refuse to acknowledge their victory in the presidential election.
So when Joe Biden and I are inaugurated on January 20th, which we will be, and Joe Biden will be the next president of the United States, and I will be the next vice president of the United States, we are committed to working with all leaders, regardless of who they voted for, to address issues like what we need to do to support our small businesses. In the conversations I'm having with small business owners, they never ask, and I never ask them, who they voted for in the election.
The reporter also asks Harris if she sees the Republican effort in Congress to contest the Biden-Harris Electoral College as a coup attempt.
Let me just tell you something. We're going to be inaugurated, period.
I know you're going to be inaugurated, but when you see what's going on.
The European Union Tuesday expressed grave concern about reports from the UN nuclear watchdog that Iran had resumed enriching uranium and said it would continue working to salvage the multinational nuclear deal that restricted such activities. Speaking to reporters in Brussels, EU spokesman Peter Stano said Iran's actions will have serious implications when it comes to nuclear nonproliferation. Stano said that despite Iran's regrettable action, the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, more commonly known as the Iran nuclear deal, contains strict verification measures which are still in place. Police in Washington, D.C. on Monday arrested the leader of the Proud Boys, who was accused of burning a Black Lives Matter banner that was torn down from a historic black church in downtown Washington last month. 36-year-old Henry Enrique Tarrio was arrested by Metropolitan Police officers after he arrived in Washington ahead of the protests that are planned for tomorrow. You're the one I should help.